Hello there, I just thought I'd drop this very, very, very quick episode to say happy Trafalgar Day, happy Trafalgar Night, happy the day after Trafalgar Night, depending where you are in the world. I just realised earlier on today that today is Trafalgar Day. I'm here in the United States, so I think British listeners might get this perhaps as they wake up the morning after. And what is Trafalgar Day? I kind of touched on Admiral Horatio Nelson in my previous alphabet episode. H is for Horatio Nelson. He was, of course, the Vice Admiral, the commander at the Battle of Trafalgar, which took place on the 21st of October, 1805. And this is important because this is when Napoleon was really trying to get naval supremacy so that he could invade the British Isles. And his fleet and the Spanish fleet outnumbered the Royal Navy by far, but through superior leadership, tactics and training, the Royal Navy was able to have a decisive victory and really safeguard the British Isles for the rest of the war. So it is a huge celebration. This is really a Royal Navy celebration. When I was at university, I was part of a university Royal Naval unit, so I spent, of course, I was doing my university, but then I spent weekday nights, weekends, holiday times were really all spent on naval bases, as I became an officer cadet and then a midshipman. And as such, commissioned officers of the Royal Navy would celebrate the Battle of Trafalgar every year by holding a Traf Night dinner. So as I say, it's normally on the 21st of October, or it's on the nearest convenient date. So you could look forward to some kind of little celebration, perhaps, this weekend. I say it's a huge celebration for the Navy, still to this day, and as we honour the victory and the sacrifice as well. So of course, this is the great victory in which Nelson gave his life, and as I say, became a national. He had been a national hero already, and this has really put him into the stratosphere as far as the British public is concerned. And of course, we still have Nelson's column, which, if you are not British, then perhaps you're not aware, there's a fantastic clip from the TV show Blue Peter, as we see John Noakes climbing up the ladder to clean, to clean Horatio Nelson, the statue of him, right at the top of Nelson's column. So if you look for Blue Peter, Nelson's column, something like that, you'll find him on YouTube, and it's a fantastic video. How do these celebrations take place? Well, certainly I've had it that we dress up in the kind of the costumes that were contemporary at the time of the battle. Of course, there's a feast, there's a drink, and there is, of course, a toast to the immortal memory. And let's say, sometimes it's music as well. You get the naval anthems being played, like Hearts of Oak. But it is a really, I'd say, it's a big night. And I'm going to mention this. I've woken up in all kinds of places after this, woken up in big comfortable chairs and strange rooms and all kinds of places the morning after. So if you're waking up the morning after Trafalgar Night, then I hope you have a fantastic day and that you're not feeling too delicate. And if you didn't celebrate it, don't worry. The weekend's coming up and there's plenty of time to celebrate it. So as I say, I thought this was just dropping this quick note to say, hey, it's Trafalgar Day, Trafalgar Night. Enjoy, and enjoy the weekend coming up. I'm not sure, how would you like to celebrate? Maybe send me a message at albionneverdies@gmail.com, or maybe on Instagram, or wherever you find me normally. I'm very curious to hear what celebrations I'm taking part in, and did you know that it's Trafalgar Day? I got a little reminder on Facebook. I say I'm outside the UK. I don't know if most British people are really aware of this holiday. Certainly, as I say, it's a huge naval thing. But let me know. Send me a message. Tell me how it's going. What's going on in your life? Let me know, and whatever you're doing, hope you're enjoying it.